this is a very unfortunate situation. We didn't want it to reach this level, but we've been, you know, trying to find a resolution for about 18 months with the ETB. We balloted for industrial action and we got 95% of members saying yes. So it was a very strong yes vote. And that they wanted to take action on this issue in May. And then we came to a local agreement in May with them. And now they have reneged on it and are deciding to compulsorily transfer people, regardless anyway, beyond the 45-kilometre route. So, look, this is a terrible breach of trust for our members and for the TUI in general. But the main issue here is we have a national agreement agreed between the Department of Education and the TUI and the ETBI, and the MSL-ETB are tearing that asunder. They're not abiding by that, despite the fact we've brought it to the Teachers Conciliation Council, which is the main forum for industrial relations issues, and the Department of Education agree with the TUI. They cannot do this. So we're in a very unfortunate situation, but our members aren't going to tolerate this. They don't have the authority to do this.
Obviously, the strike action, David, isn't happening until September when the schools return. Will it be difficult to negotiate things over the summer now that schools will be off? We have the Leaving Cert ongoing at the moment. Will it be difficult to negotiate things and maybe have this all resolved by September, do you think?
No, I don't think so. The union are always available for negotiation, and the TUI is our set position. If you want to talk, we'll talk with you. But, I mean, there has to be meaningful negotiations here. And to be honest with you, we're in a situation where the only way to go is that they must abide by the national agreement. I mean, a national agreement, by its very nature, is a national agreement. It is agreed for everyone nationally. And there's lots of parts of, you know, what the department wants teachers to do that I'd like not to tell them, oh, let's not do that. But we can't, because it's a national agreement. Both sides. We respect them, so we expect management to respect them. We all engage, I suppose, with the core element and core belief that we are working together. But unfortunately, we're in a situation that they're not doing this. So we're available right to the end. And in fact, we thought we got over the line in May when we got an agreement with them, and they specifically wrote to us and said they would abide by the transfer agreement. And now they're kind of, you might say they were just trying to get to the end of the school year and then do what they like, but we can't tolerate that, and our members won't. You know, 95% people have said they want to take action on this issue. So we will.